Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. One of the qualities of Shia is always man of worship. Worship is not necessarily which is discussed or mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, we can turn all of our deeds into worship, and this is the beauty of Islam. You are leaving your home, for your job, you're going for your business. If you start your business with the intention of that you're going to create sustenance, you're going to earn sustenance for your family, for yourself, this means risk. You are going to earn risk, sustenance for your family. This means ibadah. So there's a salat, your prayers is ibadah, your fasting is ibadah. It's the beginning of, inshallah, in few countries, definitely Ramadan has been started. Those who have started with Ramadan, we congratulate them and we say happy Ramadan to them, inshallah. They keep us in our prayers. But the next point here, I want to discuss here, how we can turn our life into ibadah, into worship. Because one of the qualities of Shia is the man in Islam, or especially in the school of Ahlul Bayt, is always in the state of ibadah. So sometimes we think only prayers is ibadah, only fasting is ibadah, only going hajj is ibadah, is worship. No. Beside these worships we can turn our entire life into worship. How? Every single deed, when we start with the intention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the niyah, with the intention of taqarrub, going closeness, achieving closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is also considered ibadah. Let's say you're sitting down on the chair and just reading a book. You can start, I want to read this book, O Allah, because I want to make my intellect strong. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I start reading this book with the intention of taqarrub, and then you're going to turn this reading habit into ibadah. So a mu'min, a Shia, always can turn his entire aspects of life into ibadah. And then Imam gives an example in this beautiful hadith where he says, our Shia are people of ibadah, wa ashabu ihda wa isharin rakatan fil yawm wal layl. Our Shia, our followers, they always recite 51 rakah of prayers, offer 51 rakat of prayers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So 17 rakat is wajib, and all nawafil. Point is necessary, I can mention here. The point is, if you don't have time, you can do your prayers while you're sitting on the chair. If you don't have time, you feel tired, you feel like a little sick, sit down on the chair, but do it. Just do it. Don't miss it. If you can offer 51 rakat of prayers, which is very good, which is recommended, do it in any state. I remember one of my friends, long, long time back, he was very young. It was a winter night. And early morning, I just wake up like 1 hour ago before Fajr time, before dawn, and I saw he's sitting in his bed and doing his Salat al-Layl, night prayers. And I laughed on him. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm tired. I don't feel good. And that's why I'm sitting in my bed and I'm doing my night prayers. It is very good. It's much better than not doing it. It is recommended. You stand up, you do your prayers. But if you don't have time, if you feel tired, if you feel cold, no worries. Sitting, do your prayers, wherever you are. But offer 51 rakat. And then next quality is about the fasting. Fasting is very good. Fasting is very healthy. Beside all these things, all our ahkam we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's all in our favor, basically. None of our ibadat goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the benefits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's all for our benefits. And the next quality is, they are sa'imuna bin nahar, mu'minin, always, Shia is always, they fast in the daytime. Fasting is a very good quality. Mu'min has to fast at least 3 days a month, the whole year. 1 month in Ramadan is 100%. We have to follow. We have to follow the order of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, and we have to listen to Allah, and we have to fast for 30 days. But in other months, we have to fast at least 3 days a month. 3 middays, 13, 14, 15 is highly recommended. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa salam alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.